Weekday Wake Up, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment this morning, and the Lincoln County School District Number 2 Education Foundation today, a new administrator of the foundation. That's Deb Wolfley. Also joining me in studio is Tim Hale, chairman of the board. And Tim, we have you in studio for all kinds of things, and, yeah, and this time it's Education Foundation.
Yeah, why not? Let's just get right into this too. Huh?
That's right, absolutely. So, of course, the board of directors for the Education Foundation. You chair that board. Remind us how long you've been on that board for the Education Foundation.
It's been about 3 years now. I've been kind of in various roles, serving as chairman. That's testing my memory here, but it's been about 2 years now.
Okay, so walk us through this process of selecting a new administrator. Of course, to remind us, the last administrator,
yeah, and Ashley Cranny,
Ashley
was
did some great things.
Yeah, she was fantastic. Really got us in some good momentum with the different sort of core four programs that we do. And she was moving on to greener pastures, new opportunities for her. So, we went through the selection process, put some ads out through SVI to let people know that we're looking for a new administrator. And we were fortunate to find Deb and bring him into the new role. So we're excited for kind of this new chapter at the foundation and looking forward to a bright future here.
All right, Deb. So here you are, ready or not, huh?
You betcha.
All right. So tell us... tell us why you decided to take this position with the Education Foundation and administer in this role.
You know, Duke, I've always been associated somehow with students and kids for a long, long time. And I saw this as a great opportunity to step up one more level, especially, you know, for our high school seniors, to get some money rounded up to help them on their continuing education process. And so I was excited about that. And especially when I learned about the other areas that the foundation works with, you know, I saw some great things there. And so I thought, this is really something I want to be involved with and look forward to it. And I was very excited and happy to get hired to work with them.
All right. So let's start right off with some of your goals and some things you plan to do with the Education Foundation. Fundraising, as you mentioned, for scholarships for graduating Star Valley High School seniors. What's the plan there and the process you hope to take?
Okay, thanks. You know, obviously this will be for Star Valley High School seniors, Colkville, and then the high school at Swift Creek Trading, or Swift Creek High School there. So, you know, in the past years, they had the fundraising effort start around the first of the year. And that worked pretty good in a lot of ways, but in really looking at that system and how much time it takes to really have a quality fundraising programs, we decided to move that up to earlier in the year. So this year, we're going to start in November to advertise and promote the scholarship foundation program there. And so we got some deadlines that we want to work with, and we can talk about that now or later, but that's the plan, to start that scholarship funding here in November.
Yeah, so it is a little different, just to reemphasize that. Ashley had things kind of going in the spring, and just recently in the last few months finished the big scholarship drive, but things will be a little different. So tell us some of those dates, Deb. Walk us through how things will start off in November.
All right, very good. Yeah, and talking to Ashley and down to the high school secretaries too, they said that really need more time to get things put in place and to have a good quality program. And so we started November 1st, and then the scholarship donor pledges, you know, by people and by the various businesses are due December 15th of this year. And then on into next year in 2022, then we'd like to have the funds due February 1st. Have that in place, and then the students can start applying for the scholarship funds March 1st. It takes a while for them to, you know, get that application process going and go through it, so just getting a little bit more time to prepare for that.
Okay, so this is a business opportunity. It's also a chance for individuals to participate in. Tell us how that works as far as if someone wants to make a donation, what advantages are there to that, and how do they make it happen?
Okay, thank you. So obviously that this is for everybody, any group, civic, whatever, business, you know, personal interest there. But on our website, and by the way, we're going to update our website, make it a lot more user-friendly and be able to walk through that process if you want to donate and contact us. And so that's one way, is the educational website there. But we'll contact past businesses from previous years about donating again. And then we got a list of new businesses and people in the area that I'll be contacting and work with them. And there's just a lot of things that, you know, we can do, like, you know, maybe a neighborhood, you know, or a street wants to have something named after them, for, as you know, Afton First Avenue would be picked out, and people donate money to that and have a scholarship based upon their names. And so there's just a lot of things that we can do as far as getting the word out and getting groups involved and just showing how it's going to benefit them, because there'll be tax receipts given to the businesses, you know, for the donation. And then certainly, you know, showcase the seniors from past years and how this money has, you know, helped them in their educational pursuits. And just it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, Duke, one of the advantages, I think, from the business donor standpoint, with changing the schedule here, you know, as a business kind of is getting to its year end, right, sort of November, December, it's starting to think about if the business has had a good year, sometimes you want to find some legitimate expenses to kind of lower your business income, right, for kind of tax purposes. So this is a really great opportunity for a business to starting in November to say, hey, do I want to sponsor a scholarship that can go to a high school senior and use it as a perfectly legitimate a business deduction. We're a 501c3, so it works. So it's just timing-wise, I think that'll work really well for some local businesses to plan that out.
And there's different ways, if I remember correctly, a business can say, I want this money just to go into the general fund, or they can kind of specify, I want it to go to a student who wants to go into this specific field. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, we have sort of our General Education Foundation fund that you can donate to. But we've had plenty of businesses that say, hey, I really want an entrepreneur, right? I want to target entrepreneurial student-minded students or students that are interested in the arts or something like that. So yeah, come to us, let us know what you'd like to do, and we'll work with you and put it together.
Tim Hill, chairman of the board for the Lincoln County School District No. 2 Education Foundation, a new administrator, Deb Wolfley, in studio today. Deb, how do people get funds to you, right? That's logistics-wise. How does that work?
Okay, thanks. You know, obviously they can go on the website and then donate there, and I'll monitor that. And then also we'll have be promoting our address for a email that we can have people contact me with, or they can call my number 887-7537 to contact me there. They can contact the school district office, and they know how to get hold of me there. And certainly we'll have flyers throughout the valley, posters, and every so often I like to come on here and talk about our program and just keep getting that word out there, but I'll be easy to get a hold of.
Perfect. Anything else from either of you about the Education Foundation and the ongoing scholarship drive that you'd like to mention?
I would just say that how much we appreciate our community. We've saw a 20% increase last year in our total scholarship donations. So and you know, we all know what last year was like with COVID and just the kind of chaos that was going across our economy. So that was just huge. Our community is so supportive in so many ways. So we're grateful. Know that we have a wonderful board within the Education Foundation. Just real great, strong board members. So we're excited to kind of continue to roll this program out this year with scholarships, and we're just grateful for everybody and their support.
Tim Hill, chairman of the board for the LCSD2 Education Foundation. Deb Wolfley, the new administrator. While I have you here, you mentioned, Deb, that there's other things that the Education Foundation is involved in. The scholarship drive is a big one, one of the very big ones. But remind us, what else does the Education Foundation do?
Okay, thank you. So obviously we have three other really good programs that we're involved with. And the more I learn about these programs, the more impressed I am with how they've benefited kids in a lot of different ways. And one of them is called the Friday Food Bag Program, where we can help certain students, you know, that just need a little bit of extra, you know, food, helping them out over the weekends. And that's been a wonderful program. We have the North Lincoln County Early Childhood Coalition. There's a group of fine people that work on helping in that area there. And then the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. Shelly Hunsaker runs that program there, and I was really impressed with how that is a benefit to kids early on. You know, that we can get them reading, how it's going to help them better prepare for students later on. And so that's three other areas there that we want to work on pretty hard also, too, and we'll hope to share those details later on with you.
Perfect. It's the scholarship drive happening now with the LCSD2 Education Foundation. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.